If it was a long package, Jones might call and say, please send it back or bring it back.
Okay.
His coat, if you were talking about the coat to that suit, you'd say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it fit. Fit perfectly?
Mm-hmm.
Indicating you may be getting right. We expect a big crop from that field because the soil is very
fertile.
The flat lowland along the stream overflowed in the spring and plowed later. What is that called?
Overflowed in the spring and plowed later.
Land where it has, the stream has overflowed. It lies along the stream and it overflows. Okay.
What is it?
What would you call a beautiful, grassy field that where you might see, for instance, if you saw the Sound of Music and the girl is out in this
open meadows or fields.
Suppose the land, some of the land was underwater, standing underwater, and it was good part of the time, but because it's too wet and moist a lot of the time, what do you call that?
We were marshes or swamps.
Along the sea, do you know what they're called? For instance, down in Florida.
Marshland, I guess.
What do you call poor soil, sandy soil? You may not be able to say some of the words that I'm seeking, I suppose.
I guess I didn't say poor soil, but that's
what. What about rich land?
Okay, yeah, that's better. That's
what you call it?
Rich land. Good soil, fertile land.
Sometimes you pick up soil, especially here in East Tennessee, you pick up a lump, you have your garden plow and you pick up a lump and it's all gooey and stuck together.
Clay.
in an area where you pick it up and it just crumbles, it's black and goes all pieces in your hands. What do you call that?
Right.